Sporting Tweed and Other Coincidences by James Dalton. JDS Mueller, Russia, GCHQ and ISIS Brides Fake News. Coincidence was the word on my mind on Monday. It had been on my mind for 3 days. Meeting James Dlingpole was not a coincidence on Friday 22nd of February 2019, for I knew we would both be attending an event at which he was speaking. That we are both called James is not a coincidence either, not really. Nor our initials being JD. Nor our interest in climate science or our mutual interactions with the former president of the Royal Society Sir Paul Nurse. That we were both sporting tweed could be regarded as a coincidence, well, anyway. The real coincidence that struck me surrounded what followed later in the day. A few hours after he had left the conference, James appeared to be enjoying some beer, with phone in hand and Twitter in mind. James is a keen tweeter. His tweet contained a photograph of a beer and a comment on the branding. Last year I had the pleasure of dining with the gentleman responsible for the production of the beer and its branding. Flagship, India Pale Ale from Hook Norton Brewery. The subtle branding on closer inspection depicts the British Navy blowing a hole in the EU. Nice. Nice beer and nice branding. James' discovery of Flagship was the coincidence of the day. Nice coincidence. Image. Spot the St. George's ensign. Flagship craft beer from Hook Norton Brewery. Nice dot. The coincidences in the news cycle struck me too. Shamima Begum, the ISIS bride as the papers label her, is not the only barbaric terrorist attempting to use the news media to facilitate her return to infect the country she betrayed. In Canada, a terrorist named Amy, complete with child, is also using the willing media to publicize her plight and facilitate a return to Canada. Coincidentally, the US media are giving a large amount of coverage to Hoda Mutana, from Alabama, another extremist terrorist looking to continue her life and work in the USA after her time serving in Syria. The coincidence of these terrorists engaging with their willing mainstream media advertisers at a time where ISIS has been reduced to a few score remaining evil soldiers of Allah following their defeat in Iraq and Syria is, I am sure, only that a coincidence. It must also be sheer coincidence that I haven't spoken to any person who wants Shamima Begum to be allowed back into the UK and that many people have expressed anger at the notion of this occurring. She is a Bangladeshi after all, and should she not see justice for her crimes in Syria? Do all the people who think otherwise occupy all jobs in the political and journalistic fields, or is this just, well, coincidental? A transatlantic coincidence pestered my weekend's hyperactive coincidence on Meta. The coincidence related to Mr. Robert Hannigan. Google his name and see how excited so many in the mainstream media are, currently, about the revelations that Mr. Hannigan gave a character reference to a man who had some illegal images of children on his computer. Mr. Hannigan had resigned his position as head of GCHQ 2 days after the inauguration of Donald J. Trump as the president of the USA. The timing being of coincidence, clearly, as is no doubt last week's reports that the investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller into the alleged collusion between Russia and the Trump presidential campaign is due to finally give its findings. Evidence linking alleged criminals in the highest offices in the United States, CIA, FBI and DOJ to the UK government and secret services has been reported widely on US media. Did Hannigan really resign because he gave a character reference for a child porn convict 2 days after Trump was inaugurated? Has the media explanation for Hannigan's resignation some 2 years on, coincidentally been splashed over the news just ahead of the Mueller investigation findings? Revelations about GCHQ activities with bad actors in the United States government who would subsequently conspire to attempt a coup d'etat in the USA are about to come into the public domain via the Attorney General's office in the USA. Image. News of Robert Hannigan X. GCHQ chief. Coincidental timing. Justice, the concept of it has been turned on its head. Another coincidence of recent changes in our culture. Police and investigators used to adopt the principle of show me the crime and I'll nick the criminal exclamation mark. This appears to have been replaced by show me the man and I'll find the crime, the approach adopted not only by the endless highly resourced Mueller witch hunt, but in the public flagellation of Brett Kavanaugh, the newest Supreme Court justice, and by the recent treatment of Tommy Robinson, former leader of the EDL, real name Stephen Yaxley Lennon, here in the UK. When the US Attorney General releases the report from the Mueller investigation, the sooner the better, it is obvious what it will tell us. It could either find that, A, evidence shows that Russia colluded with Trump to rig the 2016 election, or, B, it doesn't. If the answer was, A, which it isn't, because the whole thing has been a fantasy, one big political witch hunt with complicit fake news media, the question then becomes, excuse me Mr. Mueller, if you knew Trump was a Russian asset, why have you sat on this for so damn long and allowed our country to be governed by a foreign agent? Question mark. The question that of course will never need to be asked, because as the Democrats know and as the Republicans know and the New York Times, the BBC, the Guardian, the Washington Post, the Times, the Telegraph, Uncle Tom Cobley and all know, the whole Russia collusion story that has been told to us is a lie, a hoax and a witch hunt to demonize the President of the USA. That a character reference by Robert Hannigan has attracted the attention of the British press rather than the reports of his GCHQ's involvement in spying on a US presidential candidate, is not what I would expect of investigative journalists. I am definitely, absolutely cocksure that it's just a coincidence that modern-day investigative journalists employed by the mainstream media have had their investigative curiosity surgically removed and replaced by a desire to become a mere echo? Yup, just a coincidence. Copyright James Dalton 2019, Democrats and Veterans Party, for Direct Democracy. DVParty.uk.